You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the moment that everyone has been waiting for. The yearly tradition of going through the schedule after the schedule has been announced, and in May, predicting the record for the 2025 Ravens for this year's purposes. And Jason, starting with the
Bills. Before we get there, did you guys watch their video?
Yes, I did.
You did? You went through the whole thing?
Yeah, I did.
And did you watch the Severance show that I guess it's based on?
So I haven't seen Severance. So I didn't have that background, but I will admit I was blown away by, like, dude, that was a freaking production from their social media team. Like, they went all out, like, all the players. I mean, DaCosta's like feeding, what was it, a lamb or a goat with a, like, bottle. I don't know. Did you see it?
No.
You should
I didn't
see
watch
it.
Any.
You should see it.
I'm not. It won't happen.
Did Beltway you see Ben?
I watched the first minute and got bored.
There you go. Oh, Beltway Ben's a Gen Xer in a, like, 23-year-old's body.
Real quick, I don't want to go off topic. Did you guys see the Colts?
Oh, I heard it got yanked Tyree down Kill. Because of a
Tyreek Hill said they should have kept it up.
Yeah, he did. He did. I will say I didn't watch any of the others. Usually I will watch the Chargers because, with all due respect, and the Ravens have a phenomenal social media. Chargers is like the best social media team in sports. Like,
yeah, they're pretty bonkers.
Bar none. Yeah. They are incredible, and they always destroy the schedule release video. But I will admit, this is probably the best Ravens schedule release
right.
video.
I will be taking your word for it.
I think you watched that.
You watched for two. You watched okay. that for me also.
I guess I watched it for three.
For three.
Beltway
yeah.
Ben. I'm assuming Ken watched it. I'm assuming Ken
probably.
Well, schedule, we know it by now. They open with the Bills, and just brief thoughts, win, loss. What do you think?
I like them to win this football
game,
Bone. I mean, you've got that much time to prepare. We didn't love the matchup against the Chiefs last year in this spot, and we were right. They lost, but I mean, they lost by an Isaiah Likely toenail. I'm not totally sold on Buffalo's defense. I think the Ravens should have won the game in the snow there with much bigger stakes. When they last met, these rematch games tend to be more important for the team that lost than the team that won. I think they find a way to win this game. Now, there will be a lot of pomp and circumstance because it's their last year at this stadium. So this will be the last home opener at, I don't know, I'm almost remember it was called Rich. It was called Rich Field or Rich
High Mark now, right?
Right
yeah,
now.
High
it was,
mark,
then
yeah.
it was like, yeah, I don't know. It was starter for a while, wasn't it? Like
wasn't
the starter
Ralph
jackets.
And then,
yeah, it was Ralph. It's
yeah,
been a
Ralph,
whole bunch
yeah,
of different
Ralph
stuff.
Ralph Wilson. Yeah,
so I don't know if that brings anything out in them. But I think they win that game.
I think the Ravens win it as well. But the biggest question is, does Jerry Coleman make the Jumbotron again?
He might make the Jumbotron. There's no way he'll
no,
be there.
No, but he making the Jumbotron, calling him City of Losers,
oh,
getting riled up again.
Oh, that worked.
Think it's
I mean,
it,
they won the game.
With the 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, right. With yes. us getting credit slash blame.
Well, he did say it when
he said it
when
first
he was
when
here,
he employed here.
When he was
it
here,
was first uttered when he was here.
He did.
Then I guess we do have to own that.
Yeah, we do. I have them winning that as well. They play the Browns week two. I don't think we need to belabor
nope.
the point there. That's a win. Going up against the Lions Monday Night Football. Now, we know Jared Goff, traditionally, when it's dome and in the elements, but this is September. You would expect it to be pretty good weather in Baltimore at that time. But I think the Ravens win that one as well.
I fancy the Ravens' chances there. That's a Lions staff that's completely reworked offensively and defensively. Different play callers on both sides of the ball. Yeah, I mean, look, the night game's probably better for them. Like, if this was in extreme heat at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, I'd probably like the Ravens even more. But I don't think Detroit's defense is going to be able to handle the Ravens.
Then the Ravens head to Kansas City, and I need to see it to believe
it. Me too.
Lamar is 1-5 against the Chiefs. It just hasn't happened, and it was a really good game week one last year to open the season. And if Isaiah Likely was wearing a shoot size half smaller, maybe the Ravens end up winning that game because John Harbaugh was prepared to go for two. But I need to see the Ravens beat them before I can predict that they will beat them.
Yeah, I'm completely with you. At Arrowhead has been mostly a nightmare for them. I'm sure it'll be a competitive game, but I got to give the edge to the Chiefs.
Ravens have really had the Texans' number.
Yep.
And C.J. Stroud has, quite frankly, looked horrible in pretty much for the better part of those three games that he's played against the Ravens in the playoffs. In those three games, the Texans have not scored a touchdown. They have not scored a touchdown against the Ravens in three C.J. Stroud starts. So the pendulum going the other way. I'm not predicting the Texans to beat the Ravens until they beat the Ravens. So I got the Ravens winning that.
We're simpatico again. C.J. Stroud home road splits are very extreme. That's a Texans team that could not. Another team that's a little light up front, and I know they've addressed some of that in the draft, but they are not built to stop the Ravens' rushing attack, and they're going to be able to hit bombs and play action off of that stuff. I just think that's a bad matchup for Houston.
This Rams game's a coin toss for me. I think it's a big benefit, the fact that West Coast team coming east playing a 1 p.m. game, 10 a.m., of course, Pacific. I lean the Ravens, but if you tell me that the Ravens drop that, I wouldn't be stunned.
I gave that one to the Rams. I think that's going to be a tricky little matchup. You might have an eye towards the bye. I like the Rams to win that division. I think the Rams are quite live to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. That is a young, ferocious defense, and they got the Stafford thing resolved. I think the offensive line will be a little better this year. I can see the Rams winning that game.
Ravens got the bye week, and then they welcome in the Bears, and I think the Ravens will knock off the Bears. And man, Caleb Williams and his dad really making news. That'll be interesting to see how he puts that genie back in the bottle there. But
Look, the Bears will be improved. I don't think they'll be vastly improved. That's a tough spot facing Harbaugh off a bye, young Bears
young
team with a rookie head coach. Yeah, I've got the Ravens here now at 5-2.
I've been really fading the Dolphins and saying that to anyone who wants to hear it. I think this is the year just it really torpedoes and Mike McDaniel ends up getting fired. We know the last time they played in Thursday night in Miami, it was a colossal debacle, but I think the Ravens will win that.
Yeah, I don't buy Mike McDaniel. I definitely don't buy their defense.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah. Them on the road in a tough spot like that, no, they don't beat good teams at all, and they definitely don't beat good teams on the road.
Here's where I'm throwing a little bit of a curveball, because the Ravens always drop one where it's like, what the heck just happened? And I can't give you a ton of, like, Minnesota to me kind of screams that in the middle of a three-game road trip. It's a game they should win, but in this exercise, I did give them a loss just because they always have one of those, like, what just happened?
I'm giving them the win here, and then I'm coming back and just saying they blow it at Cleveland. Like, yeah, I do think they're due for their third loss by now, and I'm going to say it's a letdown game at Cleveland after looking like they're about to run away with the one seed probably in the AFC. But I'm with you. I think they lose one of those two games.
Yeah, and I guess I'm just thinking, I think Cleveland's going to absolutely stink this year. And I know the Browns have given the Ravens fits, and they've split quite a few times in recent history, but I think they're so bad this year, Jason. This has to be the year they sweep the Browns. That's mine. Then the Jets come in Sunday night, or excuse me, Sunday at 1 o'clock, and Jets stink as well.
Yeah, that's a curb stomping.
Yeah.
That's curb stomping.
And then I have the Ravens splitting with the Bengals, but I have them winning on Thanksgiving and then losing that road game a couple weeks after. But what do you have Thanksgiving?
We're simpatico. Yeah. I think they take care of Cincinnati at home in prime time. They always tend to do that. The Bengals defense is in a real tough spot there, especially in a short week. I just don't see them coming here and persevering. And then Pittsburgh, maybe they lose at Pittsburgh. I don't think they lose at home to Pittsburgh.
No, I don't see it either. The week 18 game's weird because who knows, Ravens could have things locked up and that. But yeah, you can always pretty much pencil in a split with Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh win there, loss at Cincinnati, then the Patriots. Patriots favored in 11 games this year.
I don't get it.
How does that make any sense?
I have to really study their schedule, but there's no way I'll be backing them 11 times this year. No way.
And they're over under 7.5. So I don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And I think the Patriots will, granted, low bar, will be improved this year, but I think the Ravens handle business there. Green Bay will be tough. I think that's a tough.
I like the Packers to win that division. I think the Packers could be the one seed in the NFC. That's still a really young team that already has playoff experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I've got them with their fifth loss there. Yeah. And then the final game, Pittsburgh, it might not
matter.
Might not matter for the Ravens. It probably will matter for Pittsburgh. So if they do get the six losses, I could see it there, which losing your final two games is never ideal going into the playoffs, yada, yada, yada. But I keep coming down to five or six losses.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with 12-5 for the Ravens. Well, at 4 o'clock, we're going to get back into the Orioles. And heck, if you want, take more of your calls, 410-583-1057. The state of the O's, 12 games below 500. If they get swept this weekend against the Nats, something has to happen, right? We'll get into that at the top of the hour, but coming up next, it's our TWIB notes with Beltway Ben Hall. We're going to go around the American League East, and outside of the Yankees, is anyone all that good? Kyle Stowers, he's having a really good start to the year. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.